This is the last day of 2017, right? The last, I think this is the 31st, so it's the last day of 2017. Tomorrow opens up, or at midnight tonight, opens up a door into a brand new year, according to our calendar, into a brand new year. We step back and we look and reflect on the last 364 days. Please push the button. On the last 364 days. Which was, and I calculated this out, 8,747 hours, which is 364 days at 24 hours. And then I'm a little late. I'm an hour off because we're running maybe a little bit long today, but about 11 hours today. So about 8,747 hours that we have experienced so far in 2017. So as I process that, is 524,820 minutes. 524,820 minutes that we have lived so far in 2017. That we have navigated those many minutes, over 500,000 minutes so far in 2017. We still got a few more to go. I haven't calculated to the end of the day, but that's up to this very moment, about up to this very moment, that we have lived or navigated or experienced in some fashion, 524,820 minutes. Okay, now we're going to take those minutes. Work with me here just a minute. And we're going to see how many of those minutes we've invested in our time here together. So 4,680 of those minutes we have spent here. Okay, unless you missed a Sunday, then it's not all credit. You don't get credit for all that, okay? But yeah, if you've been here on a regular basis, you've invested 4,680 minutes here in this building or here in this room throughout 2017, including today. I'm just betting that you're going to stay for the rest of the, 20, 30 minutes here. So you've invested that many minutes being here today, which is about 0.891% of your year. So about 0.89891% of your year we've invested in this room. You've come here, and we've all been here together. Okay, I want to break that down just a little bit more. About 2,080 of those minutes, of those 4,680 minutes, we have spent listening to a message. Okay, so that's this portion of the service, fourth quarter, if you want to call it that. A portion of the service, we have spent 2,080 minutes. That's an average of about 35 to 40 minutes a Sunday, listening to either myself or MJ Tobin and the other people that have brought the message here for 52 weeks in a row. We have been here in this platform proclaiming God's word. Someone has. We have not canceled church. In 2017, we have not canceled the meeting of the church in 2017. We did not do that. We don't plan on doing that ever. So you have invested, if you've been here every Sunday, you have invested, and that many minutes have been invested in us. As God's word has been proclaimed, just so you know, and I carried it all the way out. That's 0.396326395135174% of your year. Okay, it seems like a relatively small portion of our year, but how come it seems so long at times, right? For crying out loud, just shut up. I need to go home. But really, we're investing less than, 0.4%, right? 0.39% of our year, of our time, has been here together, listening at this moment, listening to the message. And so I wanted to know if that makes a big difference. Does that much of a percent, does 0.396326359515374%, does that make any difference in our lives? That's such a small percentage. Doesn't make any difference. There's probably a bigger, a better chance that there's some sort of rat pieces in your peanut butter than there, because it's a low percent. Doesn't matter. Does that ever just really? I got to be honest, and I'm gonna pray, and my voice lasts through the whole message here. But does it matter? That's just a small percentage of really of our whole life, of our whole situation. Does it matter? Well, that just 0.39% of our time. So I wanted to evaluate that a little bit more. So if a man, if a person weighs 200 pounds, that's 3,200 ounces, right? I think I can multiply 200 times 16 ounces to the pound. You end up with 3,200 ounces. I want to start weighing myself in ounces. It seems like I could lose weight faster if I can lose, you know, I go down to 3,200 ounces to 3,190 ounces. You know, it just seems bigger to me. But then I was calculated that percentage of 3,200 ounces is 12.68 ounces. Okay, so now if we're going to push the button, if we're going to convert the 12.68 ounces into fluid ounces, we end up with, in this situation, 12.68 fluid ounces. Does that make sense? I'm not a mathematician. I'm not a science teacher. But I want to know, really, I want to know, New Life, does it matter that 0.39% that we spend here together listening to a message about God's word, about God, about something that God has inspired someone to share? Does it matter? Does it matter? So now we have someone that from all the way down to 12.68 fluid ounces. So from back in my drinking days, I just wanted to make a comparison here. So now if we convert that into shots of whiskey, just so you know, if we want to convert that into shots of whiskey, Jack Daniels back in my day, but if you want to convert it into any shots of whiskey, that's 1.8 ounces per shot. So we have to have about 8.5 shots of whiskey in less than 1 hour. Okay, I don't know if you've ever drank whiskey. I'm not advocating drinking whiskey. This is not a whiskey message. Don't go away from here and say, Pastor Ed preached this message on drinking whiskey. I got to stop at the state store on the way home. That's not what I'm doing. I want to know if such a small percentage makes any difference. So the reality is that's 8.5 shots. The 12.68 ounces comparatively to a 3,200 ounce man or human, when he consumes or she consumes 12.68 ounces of whiskey in less than an hour, is it going to make a difference? Some important information. Most whiskey is at least 80 proof. If you don't know what that means, good. And just so you know, if your blood alcohol count is 0.08%, you're legally drunk. You're going to get in trouble if you get behind a wheel. If you get on a horse. I don't know. It's driving under the influence. I don't know if you can drive a horse drunk or not. I don't know. I'm going to get on a rabbit trail. I'm trying to make a point here. And does a small amount of stuff make a big difference? You got to know that most whiskey is 80 proof and that 0.8% blood alcohol count and makes you legally drunk. So here, push the button. So at 8.5 shots in less than an hour, a 200-pound man's BAC would be 0.15% or almost double the legal limit of being intoxicated. Are you with me this morning? A little goes a long ways. So does 0.39% make a difference? Do you realize that in a 160-pound man, you're going to be 2.5 times legally drunk? Do you know that in a 160-pound woman, you're going to be almost 3 times legally drunk? Do you even know, in a 260-pound man, he's going to be a time and a half legally drunk? It's going to make a big difference in his life or in her life. That's going to make a big difference. Push the button one more time. And just so you know, it will take somewhere between 9 and 12 hours for you to be sober again. Are you with me this morning? Some of you know that from experience. But does, can 0.396323265951374%, can it make a difference? I think it can. If it can make a difference, listen to me. If it can make a difference when you're drinking whiskey, I think it can make a difference when you're drinking in the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Because the scriptures say what? Don't be drunk with what? Don't be drunk with wine, which leads to debauchery. If you want to know what debauchery means, it means over the cliff and over the cliff and over the cliff and even over the cliff some more. And when you think you've hit a ledge, you just rolled over again and you're over the cliff some more. Don't be drunk with wine, because it doesn't take a whole lot to go a long ways in wine and in alcohol. But instead, be drunk with the Holy Spirit, or be filled with the Holy Spirit. Let the Holy Spirit make the calls in your life. So I want to make a statement this morning. I think that 0.39% does go a long ways. And I think the 0.39% that we've invested in 2017, you've invested every single Sunday, you have invested 0.39% of your life. And I want us to know that it makes a huge difference. So I want to just step back through 2017, just a few moments. I want to step back through 2017, and I want to say, okay, how are we doing on this? We drank up this stuff in 2017. We spent 0.39% of your time sitting here drinking in these truths. Let's start with this one. Push the button, please. On January 8th, 2017, we had a message. It was called Playing Fair in a Cheating World. Remember that message? If you don't remember, just shake your head and yes. It makes me feel really good. No. We started off the year with this, right? We started off the year with, how do I play fair in a cheating world? So you've invested, and I don't know if I'm getting this across this morning, you've invested 0.39% of your life into one time you've invested that in that truth. How do I play fair in a cheating world? Because I don't know about you, but I live in a cheating world. I live in a world that will take advantage over me and over you and every other situation. They'll live in a cheating world, and I am tempted to cheat in a cheating world. If everybody else is going to do it, for crying out loud, I'm going to do it. You treat me like that, I'm going to treat you like that. You kick me, and I'll kick you harder. And that's what this world wants to do. And so we started off last year drinking in this truth, and 0.39% of your time invested in, how do I live in a cheating world? So we can choose to do what? We can choose, I'm not going to play. Well, good luck with that. Maybe we'll say, well, I'm just going to play, but I'm going to refuse. I'm going to cheat as well. And maybe we'll continue to play according to a set of rules. And I know this is a message from last year. A year ago, I preached this message. I'm not looking to preach the message again. I'm asking us. We consumed this last year. And I want to know how we're doing. I want to know how to evaluate that in my life. As I revisited these messages on my own, I say, God, how am I doing? How am I doing living in a cheating world? Because I'm tempted to cheat. I'm tempted to live like the world is living in my life, because I don't know if living for you is making any difference. I don't know if the 0.39% is making a difference in my life. I heard it. But I don't know. I don't know if it's making a difference in my life. And so we navigated some truths around that in that passage of Scripture in 1 Peter 2:18 and 24. And we came up with this shortness of that message. If you want to, you can go back and visit 1 Peter 2:18 through 24. But this is what we came up with. If I'm going to live and play by God's rules in a cheating world, I got to know that no earthly powers are required. Because God will give me everything I need. Are you with me, New Life? God will give you everything you need to live fair, to live according to His plan in a world that's cheating its head off. And God said, it doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter how much status you have. It doesn't matter how much money you have. You can play fair. You can play according to my set of guidelines in a world that's cheating. The system cannot steal your win. Oh, it feels like it at times, doesn't it? We talked about that last week. How are we doing? It's just, how are we doing? How are we doing on that 0.39% of the time? I want you to invest that 0.39% in 2018 like you've never invested it before. I want you to come in here with a full expectation. I'm investing 0.39% of my life And it's not just so I can hold down a white chair on a gray floor in a relatively chilly building. But I'm coming here, New Life First, I'm coming here to learn how to live and be drunk with the Spirit of God. Amen. I'm living here. I'm coming here and investing it. And I expect to be drunk for 9 to 12 hours afterwards. I expect it not to scrape off at the door. I expect to be driving under the influence of the Spirit when I leave here. I'm just realizing I got way more than I need for today. So let's just continue. God is just and no injustice falls through the cracks. See, we're not going to live fair in a cheating world if we don't realize that God's got it. Well, God, you didn't get that injustice. God said, I got every injustice and it'll be dealt with. I am the only one in all of the universe, the only one in any faith system, God says, that I'll deal with every injustice. No injustice goes under the carpet. I don't need you running ramrod for me. I got it. As a matter of fact, you forgot way more than you can remember. And I haven't forgot any of that. I will deal with every injustice that's in this world. And God is active in your game was the point we made that morning. God is active in your game. Another point that we made is the game has been played and won without cheating. And number 6 that we looked at that morning is we can entrust ourselves to the one who is in control. How do I play fair in a cheating world? You invested your time. I invested my time. 0.39% of my time in learning that truth. Is it making a difference in my life? How am I doing with that? I'm almost a month later. I'm a little over a month later. On February the 12th, we look at this. We looked at the deciding power. Who's the deciding power in my life? And we looked at 1 Peter 3:15a, just that portion of scripture. And this is what it says. Push the button, please. But in your heart, set apart Christ as Lord. You know what the Lord means there? The one making the decisions in your life. That's the decision maker in your life. And he said, I know what I want. Know what you need in your life? You need to have Christ in the decision-making parts of your life, young man. Because this world's got a plan for you. And they'll run you over the cliff. And God's got a plan for you. And he has formed you and he has made you. He has created you in his image. He has made you fearfully and wonderfully made. And he said, let me be the deciding power in your life and watch what I can do. I'll unleash myself in your life and you'll never see and never understand how much I can do in your life. He wants to be the decision maker. Why? Because he's a loving God. Because he's an amazing God. Because he's a God who wants to work in your life. So often in our lives, we want to, I'll make my own decisions. I got a whole list of my own decisions I made I wish I never made. And I bet you I can start taking a list right here. What's one decision you made you wish you never made? Oh. No, thanks. You know, God said, let me be the deciding power. We invested 0.39% of our time in learning that God wants to be the deciding power in our life. Let me flip through some first slides. As the Lord has loved me, so I have loved you. Do you realize that Jesus has said 90 things in the New Testament? We looked at them that week. 90 different things Jesus says in the New Testament. He makes statements like this. As the Father has loved me, I have loved you. Now remain in my love. So you know what the deciding power wants to do? Wants to make the decision in your life? You know the first thing he wants you to do? Remain in my love. Remain in my love. You know what else? Therefore, I tell you, don't worry about life. When the deciding power is Christ, when the deciding power in our life is Christ, the worries can't inhabit the where Jesus is running the throne. From that time on, Jesus preached, repent for the kingdom of heaven is near. You know what repent means? Somebody say it. Turn around. Turn around. When Jesus is making a call in our life at times, he's going to say, turn around. Why? dust me! Turn around, you're going the wrong way. You're going away from where I want you to be, away from what my plan is for your life. And he says in Matthew 4:19, he says, come, follow me, Jesus said, and I will make you fishers of men. You know, I preached this a year and a half, almost a year, about 11 months ago. I was telling somebody this week, I said, this is the message I'm preaching, and I'm using a whiskey illustration, and they said, are you giving out whiskey glasses? I said, that's even a little risky for me. But can I be honest, back in the day when whiskey was in my life, you got to be half nuts to even drink that stuff to begin with. Because number one, I'd almost rather drink diesel fuel. Has less of a taste. And I'm going to be honest with you, sometimes drinking in what God wants is going to be, it's going to be rough. It's going to be hard to swallow at times. And it's going to make a big difference in our lives. That 0.39% that you're investing every single Sunday, 0.89 from the time you come through the door, just so you know, 0.89% is crediting you with 90 minutes of being in this building. Sometimes what God has for us to drink down is going to be rough to drink. And it's going to make a huge difference in our life. He's going to alter our thinking. Listen, New Life verse. He's going to alter our thinking. He's going to change our hearts. He's going to mess with you. Because it's the only way he can take your mess and make a message. He knows you. And listen, I got like 30 more slides. We're not going any further than this, I don't think. He knows you better than anyone sitting in and around you. He knows you better than you know yourself. He knows where your strengths are, and he knows where your weaknesses are. He knows what you can do and what you can't do. He said, all I want is for you to invest 0.39% of your week, of your time, and I want you to come, and I want you to absorb my word. Now, this is not an ad for getting this room filled on a Sunday morning. This is an ad for New Lifers to be intoxicated with the Spirit of God in 2018. That our spirit count would be more than legally drunk. Can I be honest again? I've been drunk. With alcohol. And I have been drunk with the Spirit. One leaves me full of shame and regret and wondered what I did. And the other one has left me full of wonder of what the possibilities are in my life and what God wants to do. 0.396326353591374. Just so you know, I tried to memorize that and I couldn't do it. It is a lot of numbers. I was going to round it up, but every little decimal point counts. How about a new lifers? Are you ready to invest it in 2018? Watch what God will do in your life. How about it, young man? No eye has seen, and no ear has heard, and no mind can conceive what God has in store for those who love him. Fully expect that we will invest over 0.39% of our time, and God will do amazing things in 2018. Stand with me today. God, I think that we have the point. Father, I am 100% sure that myself and anyone in this room didn't need the other 30 slides. Well, maybe I needed them this past week. Well, we don't need them this morning. What we do need to realize, God, and I think the point has been made, it's one thing to understand it cognitively, but I want to understand it in my mind and my heart. That 0.39 plus percent is going to make a huge difference in my life. Because when I gather with your body, when I listen to the inspired word of God being preached, when I listen to the men and women that you're going to bring across this platform in the next 52 weeks, Father, I pray that we come with our bibs on and our fork and our knife in our hands and ready to eat everything that you'll lay before us. And we will drink and we will drink and we will drink. And if we have to have designated drivers after service, we'll get them. And Father, we'll go out of here filled with the Spirit of God, filled with the knowledge of your word, filled with the knowledge of your word that is sharper than a double-edged sword, that is God's breath breathed into us. And we will go out of here Sunday after Sunday after Sunday after Sunday, 52 in a row. I know some won't be here every Sunday. I won't be here every Sunday probably. But Father, we will diligently expect that 0.39% is going to make a huge difference. Father, thank you. Thank you for allowing me to be one of the lead ditch diggers here at New Life. Father, frankly, I want to dig more ditches. I want to see more people freed. And the verse that Missy read was that Jesus was proclaiming that he was the Messiah and he has come. And he finishes that to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. And when he left this earth, he gave that vision and that mission to us, the church. And Father, so I want to be filled with the Spirit. I want to be filled with the Word of God, with purpose. And I want to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor is 2018. The year of the Lord's favor, 2018. I pray that another 25, 30, 100 people will come to Christ. You would help us disciple each other. Father, and you would be glorified in our midst. And you would be lifted high. And the name of Jesus would be proclaimed edge to edge. Father, thank you so much. You want to sing it? New lifers, I love you. 2018, here we come. In the name of Jesus, here we come. 0.39%, here we come. We're going to absorb everything that God has for us. And truthfully, we're going to know. We're going to see those seas split. We're going to walk right through it. Whatever it is, we're going to walk through it. Because there are those on the other side of the it that need Jesus.
Amen.
And we're going to go get them. In Jesus' name, amen. Have a great day.